That tough part on the outside of the bacon is called the
rind.
And if you let milk stand a while, it gets kind of thick.
Sour.
And you might have a bowl of this stuff. If you had a bowl. A bowl of...
cheese or...
you ever call it...
curdled milk.
Right.
Cottage cheese out of it, too.
Would you say cottage cheese or...
even the cottage cheese out of sour milk.
Mm-hmm. Any other word for cottage cheese besides that? Would that be the one you'd most likely to use?
He doesn't even pay attention to it.
No. I mean, some people say schmearcase and smearcase and Dutch cheese.
Dutch cheese, yeah, that's what I was trying to think of.
Uh-huh. And if you had some pudding and want to put some syrup on it, you might use what kind of, what would be the, what would you call this liquid that you'd serve on top of the pudding? You ever do that? You don't seem to do that much around here. I never get the answer. You ever call it? Well, let's take another approach. If you had some cranberries, there are different ways of having cranberries. You just have cranberries cooked, or you could make a...
sauce.
That's the word I want. Would you call it sauce that you'd put on pudding, too?
Yeah, you do that much.
We call it dope sometimes.
Oh, with cream or
what
is it? No.
Dip or something.
A dip. They call it a dip too.
Now if you happen to eat between meals, you might call it a what?
Punch.
Punch.
And somebody might ask you, how many times have you eat? Well, let's say today I eat. How many times have you
lunched?
Mm-hmm.
Or just in terms of eating. So, how many times have you
eat?
You might say, well, what time did you eat? Somebody asked you, and you said, well, we at 6 o'clock. We what?
Supper six.
Yeah. You say, well, what time did you eat? And you say, we
ate.
Right. It is still good British English, but it isn't used around here. if you were gonna, you wanted a cup of coffee, you might say, I'm gonna go to the stove and make
a cup of coffee.
Would you ever say, cook the coffee, cook some coffee,
yeah.
Boil some coffee? Do you ever have cobbler? Is that a word that you would have used? Or
a lot of people do, but we don't.
You don't. All right. If you want to drink some water, you probably drink it from a
glass, tumbler, cup.
You'd use tumbler too. Is it one older than the other? Would you say? Would you more likely use glass today than tumbler?
I think so.
And there was a glass of water here, and now there's just a glass with no water in it. You might ask, who the water? Who? In other words, today I drink it, yesterday I...
drink it.
Right. And somebody might ask you, well, how much water have you...
drink.
And somebody comes in to your house and you want them to feel at ease in their home, so you tell them, won't you please...
take yourself to home.
Seat here.
Have a seat, did you say? I did. So, he went over and... the man went over.
Sat down.
And you're at a table, you have guests, and there's foods all over, and they're not passing it. So you say, well, won't you just...
pass me this,
or you want them to serve themselves. Well, just go ahead and...
help yourself.
Right.